Well, we've had a while to sort of adjust to this new normal right now. No greater adjustments, I guess, than a lot of the restaurant industry that's around this country. Nobody can go in. And so all of a sudden you turn into a to-go outfit, or maybe you have a drive-through window. You know, On the Border has its roots right here in Dallas, Texas, founded in 1982 on Knox Street. They've got 150 locations. They're all over the country now, 31 states. They've got stores in South Korea. And Matt Hood's been running the company for the last couple of years. He's the CEO. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, David. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. So for us, you have a unique perspective in that you've got a view, not quite of the lower 48, but 31 of the lower 48, I guess, right now. Is everybody in the same situation? I mean, are all of your restaurants closed to in restaurant dining?
They are. About a week ago, we went to 100% takeout only. All of the ordinances in all of the counties and all of the states that we serve have closed the dining rooms for all the right reasons. And so we are 100% takeout and catering at this time in all of our restaurants.
We've got a lot of concerns. I guess the people, my gosh, the hospitality industry, the restaurants, the bars, I mean, they're the major employers in this country right now. Were you able to keep many of your people on?
You know, we did everything we could to keep some folks, but when your business is down 80 or 90%, your hands are tied. And so we did part ways temporarily with a little over 4,000 of our team members, a couple hundred of our managers. And we've stayed in close contact with them. We've let them know that our driving goal every day is to get them back as quickly as possible. But this is, you hit the nail on the head. This is absolutely heartbreaking to see the impact it's having on people through no fault of their own. You know, this wasn't go through and separate the people who aren't very good on your team. It was, hey, we're having to make a major change in our country to try to combat an external force here, and restaurants have to do their part. And right now that means closing our dining rooms. And so they understand that we're doing everything we can to keep them and our community safe, and ultimately to serve those that we can through our drive-through and takeout in our catering business.
Well, your job is to see, you've got a lot of constituents. You've obviously got your employees, you've got your customers, but you've got the corporation. You've got to keep the corporation together so that when this is all over with, you can hire the people back and we can go in and start drinking margaritas again and eating fajitas.
we've been talking a lot about the fact that, and with no hyperbole intended, there are so many companies that are not going to make it through this, David, sadly. And so we are in absolute survival mode. Our industry, I would argue, is in its darkest hour. And for the restaurant industry that has had so many great moments, this is a real inflection point. And so companies are being forced to make some really, really tough decisions, every single one of them. And so we know that if we don't make those tough decisions, there won't be a company to bring them back to. Our team members get that. Our guests get that. And so there's been an amazing amount of understanding and grace that's been shown. But by the same token, we want to do everything we can to get through this quickly and bring them back.
Like I said, you've got over 150 locations. Are most of those company-owned?
They are. A little over 90% are company-owned. And you mentioned our South Korea restaurants. I'd love just to tell you, you know, South Korea was one of the first countries to go through this crisis. And what we've seen is what we hope is a harbinger of what's to come. And that is, they saw a pretty early spike in their decrease in guest traffic, and it started to come back. I get their sales every week, and in the last 3 weeks, they've shown continual improvement. So we think that that's about a four-week head start on us, and our hope is that we can see similar results, maybe even better results if we're able to find things like a vaccine or other preventative measures. But I'm really encouraged by what we're seeing in South Korea, and hopefully that'll be something we can all lean on here in the States as well.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging. So are you paying rent right now to your landlords?
Well, you know, we're going through case by case. You know, most of our landlords completely understand the situation that we're in. We're asking them to work with us. And so each of the different groups that we work with have been very accommodating, very understanding. You know, when your business either A, is forced by the government to close or partially close, it really limits your ability to meet some of your obligations. They get that, and they're working with us by and large. So we're yesterday was April 1st, and so we're in that process right now. But the initial calls we've made, we've been very thankful for the partnerships we've built over the years. They're in a tough spot, too, and we get that. But we're a symbiotic relationship. You know, we both have to be healthy to survive, and they understand that. So we'll work out the appropriate ways to get through it, and some of that's just really in the early stages right now.
You know, starting tomorrow, there's a pool of about $350 billion that has been earmarked and is going out to small business, medium-sized mm-hmm. businesses. My assumption is some of your franchisees would qualify for that, whereas you wouldn't. Is that right?
Well, we are going through that process. We think that there may be some funds available to us. There will definitely be some funds available to our franchisees. But like you've said on some of your earlier shows, I'm not sure we all know exactly everything that's in there. And so we've got a team of smart people who are really scouring through that and looking at ways that we can bring as much of that assistance to the company as possible. But because it really will help get team members back on their feet. And so we're trying to access those funds, get them straight to those team members just as quickly as possible. So we got folks that opens up on Friday, and so we've got folks that are standing in line and want to be the first to make sure that On the Border and all of our team members have access to that as quickly as possible.
You know, that'll be interesting because there has been this has been a very fluid situation. I've seen the Treasury Secretary come out a couple of times already with tweaks or amendments or in some cases a complete about face. I know he was saying that you know, mm-hmm. on these $1,200 checks that
right.
if you took Social Security but didn't file for taxes, then you wouldn't get a check and you'd have to file your taxes. Now they're saying not, so hopefully they'll open it up to some more, and hopefully we'll be back eating fajitas again soon.
Yeah, we've had some, you know, while this is kind of a dark period, David, I will tell you that we're starting to see some real glimmers of hope. We're seeing, you know, a lot of the essential businesses that are working right now are folks that work at a Target distribution center or at Milgard you know, manufacturing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, for years, you know, over 20 years, On the Border has had a very robust catering business. And we've been able to take box lunches not only to those companies but to the healthcare workers. And so, you know, we're seeing that, you know, an industry that was built to serve still has that opportunity. And I think you are aware, and I think we're all becoming more aware, that our governor and a few others around the country have made it available to deliver alcohol or have alcohol available for pickup. And so thank God for margaritas that we can sell by the gallon, right? So there are some bright spots. And I think the biggest thing, all kidding aside, is just the human spirit that we're seeing and the ingenuity of how people are finding ways to make good out of this really tough situation.
No, you make a good point. We're all going to change, and the system is going to change as an outgrowth of this, and not all of it's going to be bad. Matt Hood's the CEO of On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina. We always enjoy our visits. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, David.
Take care.
Thanks.
For more of our conversation with Mr. Hood, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.